Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 11th of April. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. In a few of the recent podcasts, we've been saying that investors should be fine-tuning their U.S. equities exposure and upping sectors such as U.S. energy, where it is an inflation hedge. We also talked about the high expectations in U.S. growth sectors, such as technology and communication services, and that they could be susceptible to short-term healthy pullback. Well, the U.S. CPI figure overnight seems to be adding fuel to that strategy. The headline inflation came in at 0.4% on a month-on-month basis and 3.5% on an annual basis, both beating expectations. Meanwhile, core inflation came in at 0.4% on a month-on-month basis and 3.8% on an annual basis, also beating expectations at 0.3% and 3.7% respectively. And there are two areas of standouts there. One is the shelter inflation, and the other one is core services. So shelter inflation has been sticky. So most economists have forecast shelter inflation to fall, as traditional leading indicators were pointing downwards. But shelter inflation has plateaued at 5%, preventing the core CPI from declining. Now, a bigger concern is the rapid rise in core services ex-shelter inflation. The annual rate of change of this measure ticked up to 5%, while the three-month annualized change stands near 7.8%, its highest print since July 2022. So while most of this rise is associated with transportation services, Fed officials have often linked this measure to wage growth and underlying inflation. Now, you can call it my chess player's intuition, but to me, the developments are not so surprising. So the Fed has been keeping the language open about potential rate cuts, but lately, the US economic data has been showing consistent and resilient strength. And man, the US CPI inflation data has been hawkish in the last three reads in a row. And of course, you know, if you own an apartment, wouldn't you have the incentive to raise the rent on your tenants if the economy continues to do well? Well, last night's move is really cementing the persistence of inflation as a key global macro risk over the near term. Now, as discussed above, up your exposure in inflation hedges, such as U.S. energy equities, U.S. TIPS, and also gold, on the pullback to 2050 to 2200 levels. This is good diversification in your portfolio. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.